بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد
Iman has been assumed a tree in this hadith. So if Iman is a tree, so the branches of Iman exceed 70. The branches of Iman are more than 70. इसका मतलब क्या है विच ब्रांचेज व्हेन यू से द ब्रांचेज ऑफ ईमान एवरी अमल इज ए ब्रांच एनी अमल दैट यू आर परफॉर्मिंग इज ए ब्रांच ऑफ ईमान सो टेक द बिलीफ फ्रॉम द हार्ट Without any shadow of doubt in Allah, in His angels, in the messengers. Take that belief, because if Iman is assumed as a tree, then belief is the root. So a person has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to believe in everything that he is supposed to believe in. So he believes in the angels, he believes in the life hereafter, he believes in taqdeer, he believes in the anbiya, he believes in the Quran, everything he believes in, without a shadow of doubt. But until he proclaims, can we see that belief? Do we have any proof of that belief? So it's just like a root. If the root remains in the ground, we will not be able to see. But there is root in the ground. What is the proof of that? The trunk of the tree. So if you see a trunk of the tree, that means yes, there is root inside which is holding this trunk. So proclaiming with your tongue and saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh is a trunk. So the belief is there, but no iqrar, no proclamation. There is tafsil and detail in the books of fiqh, books of aqaid, that when is it necessary to proclaim? A person believes, but through his lifetime, there is no need for him to proclaim. He has accepted Islam. Nobody is asking him. So there are so many various scenarios. A person has accepted Islam and he is proclaiming it himself. A person has accepted Islam, he doesn't proclaim it himself, but somebody asks him, are you a Muslim? Are you a believer? Then he proclaims. Somebody accepts Islam, that means he believes from inside. And then he is asked, are you a believer? But there is fear of his life. So he doesn't proclaim. A person has accepted Iman, but before he could proclaim, he passed away. So there are so many scenarios. So belief is the root. So if somebody has the root only, we will not be able to know whether he is a mu'min or not. So he proclaims and he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Now you can see the trunk. So as soon as you see the trunk, you know that there is a tree here. It doesn't look very beautiful because it doesn't have any branches. But yes, there is a tree. If it's only roots, you don't know whether there is tree or not. But now that you can see the trunk. But if you had a garden, and if you had 50 trees in that garden with only trunk, how would your garden look? the branch, the root is there, the trunk is there, will that garden look beautiful? And if that tree remains in that same manner, only a trunk, and it doesn't grow any branches, what would you do? Chop it off. You don't want that tree. You'd plant another one. So every amal that you do is the branch. Zakat, Hajj, fasting and Salat, these are the main branches. And then in Salat, you have so many other branches. Wajib, Farz, Nafal, and then Nafal so many. Zakat. So Zakat is the main branch. From there spending in the path of Allah in so many. Yatim, miskin, this, that. And then you spend on a miskin, so one branch. You spend on another miskin, another branch. You spend on another miskin, a third branch. So amal are the branches. The more amal you do, the more branches you will see on the tree. And then on these branches, the insignificant amal that you carry out, small amal, they are the leaves. Then you perform amal with lot of ikhlas, they are the fruits. So the more amal you do, the more branches your tree will have, the more leaves your tree will have, more flowers your tree will have, and more fruits your tree will have. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that the branches of Iman are 70, just over 70. But we are talking about all the amal. Any amal you perform, it's a branch on your tree of Iman. So Hadhrat Shaykh rahmatullahi alaihi has explained, but one opinion of the muhaddisin is that the word 70 is used to express a large number. It's like when you say, you went to the Islamic Dawah Academies conference, how many people were there? So you will say, there were dozens. You ask another person, he will say, there were thousands. You ask a third person, he will say, there were hundreds. You ask a fourth person, he will say, there were tens of hundreds. Tens of hundreds, hundreds, dozens, what was it? There is no contradiction. Tens of dozens means there were a lot of people. And dozens means there was a lot of people. So in the Arabic language, whenever the word 70 is used, it is used to denote lot. So al-imanu bidu'un wa sabu'una shu'batan means that the branches are iman are countless. If I was to ask you to sit down and put down all the branches of iman, you will not be able to put down, even if the whole life was given to you. Because there are so many deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mustahab and nafal, and you can do this and you can do that. You can never put it down on a paper. So many. And each person is benefiting from it. This amal may be easy for me, hard for you, but another amal is easy for you and hard for me. So the more amal you do, the more branches, the more leaves, more flowers, and more fruits your tree will have, tree of Iman. Now it is an accepted fact that the more your tree grows from outside, the more the branches grow inside. So if the branches are this size, then if you dig it up, then it will be the same inside. And if the branches extend up to here, then when you dig inside, it will take the same space inside as well. If the tree is going straight up, then the branches will go straight down. What you see at the top is what you see at the bottom. So you have somebody who does not carry out so many amal. So his roots will be less. If the branches are less, the root will be less. And if the roots are less, it's more easy to uproot that tree. And if the amal are more, then the roots are more. And if the roots are more spread out, it will be very difficult to uproot that tree. So a person who after accepting Iman does not involve himself in lot of Amal, there is a danger that he may lose Iman. Shaitan will be able to uproot it. Whereas somebody who is constantly in Amal, it will be very difficult. Similarly, if you have a very large tree, it will give lot of shade. So animals will come. Humans will come for shade. Lot of leaves, again animals will come. Birds will come to make nests, because so many branches, so many leaves to hide themselves in. Fruits, so many people will come to eat fruits. Humans will come to cut wood for fire. So a tree which is very, very large, it will attract so many people because people will benefit from it. So similarly, a mu'min, if he has so many good amal in his life, then he will attract people. And people will come towards him because he is a beneficial mu'min. And if he does not have amal in his life, he is not attractive. So people will not come to him. And then people will begin to dislike that tree, like we would dislike it, that this is good for nothing. No branches, no leaves, no fruit, uprooted. That is why the Muslims are disliked throughout the world today. Because people don't see any benefit in them. There is no shade. They don't give any shade to anybody. They don't give any fruit to anybody. They are not beneficial trees. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained the position of Iman and A'mal. You see, lot of people, that's what lot of people think, that alhamdulillah, I am a believer, I am a mu'min. So, after death, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. So despite all my sinful life, I'm going to go direct to Jannat. This is the first concept. Then comes the second concept. If by any chance Allah does not forgive me, then I'll burn in the fire of hell for a few months and eventually go into Jannah. What courage. I will burn in the fire of hell for a few months and then go into Jannah. We cannot tolerate a spark of the fire of this world. How will we tolerate? And even if we had the courage to tolerate it, there is no guarantee that you will go from this world with Iman. Because a tree without A'mal is a tree without branches. And any tree that is without branches, the root of the tree is very, very weak. And it may be uprooted by Shaitan at the time of death. It is for this reason A'mal are very important. Fara'id, Wajibat, Nawafil, whatever you are able to do, spend your time in Amal. Tasbihat, Zikr, Al-Imanu bid'un wa sab'una shu'bat. This is a rahmat that Allah has shown, that there are so many branches, so that you can just pick and choose. You have a person who's sitting there, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Oh, Subhanallah, very long. Very long. So for him there is another choice. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim. Oh, that's very long as well for me. You have a third choice. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. So many choices. I'm not very keen on tilawat, do zikr. I'm not very keen on zikr, perform nafal. I'm not keen on anything. Sit quietly in the masjid and just make an intention without even moving your lips, without moving your tongue, that I am in itikaf. This is the reward for you. So Al-Iman bidun wasabuna shabatan does not mean that Allah has created so many amal and we have to do so many amal. It's a very difficult sharia. No. Allah has given you so many choices. It's a blessing from Allah Ta'ala. Compulsory are only a few handful. Other than all, so many choices. And we understand from this hadith that every amal is there to be carried out. So we should try our utmost. Mustahab is desirable. Something which is desirable, is it to do or to leave? And makruh is detestable. Something which is detestable, Is it to do or leave? But what do we do? I don't want to do this because it's only mustahab. Mustahab, desirable. So something desirable, should you be doing it or should you be leaving it? And when you say, bhai, don't do this, this is makruh. Yeah, it's only makruh. 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 It is the grace of Allah that He does not punish you. But makruh is detestable. Makruh tanzih. It is something that Allah doesn't want you to do. Allah will not punish you because He has certain things that He doesn't want you to do, but He said, okay, if you do it, then I won't punish you. I will decrease your reward. That's what I will do. That is the punishment, nothing else. But He doesn't want you to do it. If it didn't matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why would He have made makruh tanzih? And lot of people say, makruh, makruh, they don't even find out whether it is makruh tahrimi or makruh tanzih. Makruh tahrimi is not permissible. A person becomes sinful. It is just as good as haram. Just like wajib is as good as fard, makruh tahrimi is as good as haram. When you sit down to study, when you go to class, all this is al-imanu bidun wa sabuna shabat. All branches. Tilawat, zikr, tasbih. So Allah desires that you do so much amal, that your tree becomes so big. So big. That the tip of the tree is touching the sky. مَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ تَيِّبَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ تَيِّبَةٍ أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٍ أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٍ. The root is firm. When will the root become firm? When the tree is big. So أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٍ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. And the branches in the heavens. That is the size of tree of amal that Allah wishes to see from us. And then we say, oh, it's only mustahab, oh, it's only nafal, it's not necessary. How will our tree become big and reach the heavens? Allah tawfiq ata.